a tragedy. It is a story of incredible resilience. This woman learned to rebuild themselves. They form deep communication. They form deep communities. They redefine what success means. And they carve out of, a space for themselves in a foreign land. My take is this: moving to a new city or a new country is not just a change of address. It is a complete deconstruction of the ego. If you are a new immigrant listening to this, or even if you just moved to Vancouver from a different province and you feel entirely lost, please know that this feeling is normal. Home is not something we magically find when we step off an airplane. Home is something we build brick by brick through community, through patience and courage. Be kind to ourselves during the messy transition. We are not losing our identity. We are expanding it. Let's listen to the second song I prepared. It's by Amei called Rainbow.
抱你哭着到天亮，你等待幸福的厨房，那次情人节晚餐，却是我陪着你唱。衣柜不算太宽，藏着你的甜。碰撞，当天空昏暗，当气温失常，你用巨大的坚强总能抵挡，当尖锐眼光，当刺耳声响，你用彩虹的浪漫温柔包装。不算太宽，藏着你的天堂，依然欢迎我分享，我们的爱很香，都因男人而受伤，却又继续碰撞，当天空昏暗，当气温失常，你用巨大的
Hello, welcome back. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Make sure to text the studio or calling in at 778-782-2573 if you have any comments, thoughts about this program and show. Our second book takes us to rural China. It is Late Bloomer by Nobel Prize winner author Mo Yan. This is a collection of short stories, and it was his first major release after winning the Nobel Prize. In this book, Mo Yan returns to his fictional hometown of the Northeast Gaomi Township. But this town has changed. The interest has arrived. The capitalism has taken root, and the villagers are obsessed with quick fame and quick money. The title Late Bloomers is fascinating in society. A late bloomer is usually an insult for someone who is slow to succeed. But Mo Yan twists this concept. In his stories, the people who mature early, who conform to society, chase quick money, and try to be overly clever, often end up corrupt, burnt out, or miserable. The two heroes of the book are the late bloomers. These are the people who seem a bit foolish, a bit stubborn, and who refuse to rush their lives. They take their time to figure out their morals, their passions, and their boundaries. By blooming late, they protect their authenticity in a rapidly changing, chaotic world. So that's something I learned from this book. We live in a society obsessed with the 30 under 30 list. We feel immense pressure to have our careers, our degrees, and our relationships perfectly figured out by the time we are 25. If you are in your late 20s or 30s and you feel like you are falling behind your peers, read this book. Stop rushing the timeline of your life. Life is not a sprint. It is a marathon of personal evolution. It is a profound strength to be a late bloomer. Take your time to discover who you truly are, because a flower that blooms late often has the deepest roots. Let's listen to the next song track called Tanika Charles, Tell Me Something.
Thank you. We've been going back and forth too long. Yeah. What gave you the gumption? You're stringing me along.
Hello, welcome back to Rachel's show. Let's shift from contemporary fiction into an absolute titan of classic literature, Anna Karenina by Leo Tolstoy. It is a massive book, but it is entirely worth your time. It begins with one of the most famous opening lines in literature history. Happy families are all alike. Every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. Most people think this book is just a tragic romance about Anna Karenina and Count Vronsky. Anna abandons her husband, her child, and her social standing to pursue absolute, uncompromised romantic passion. But Tolstoy shows us that when passion is completely detached from duty, community, and reality, it becomes a destructive fire that burns everyone around it. Anna's obsession with Vronsky ultimately isolates her and destroys her mind. But there is a second, equally important storyline in the book. The story of Konstantin Levin. Levin is awkward. He hates high society. and he struggles with the meaning of life. But instead of chasing wild, destructive passion, Levin finds his meaning in quiet, grounded reality. He marries for gentle love, not wild infatuation. There is a famous scene where Levin goes out into the fields and spends the entire day mowing grass with the peasant farmers. In the rhythm of hard physical work, he finds absolute peace. What I get out from this book is our modern culture glorifies the idea of chasing your passion at all costs. We are told to burn the boats and risk everything for love or ambition. But Tolstoy argues that a good life is actually found in the quiet, unglamorous responsibilities we uphold. If you are feeling lost in your head, stop looking for a grand, dramatic solution. Do what Levin did. Find peace in routine. Go for a long walk. Practice the piano. Step onto a hard court for a few sets of tennis, or just do your daily work with care and focus. Real happiness isn't found in dramatic rebellion. It is found in the quiet, steady work of daily living. Let's listen to the next song track called Shakin Stevens, Because I Love You.
If I got down on my knees and I pleaded with you, if I crossed a million oceans just to be with you, would you ever let me down? If I climbed the highest mountain just to hold you tight, if I said that I would love you every single night, would you ever let me down? Well, I'm sorry if it sounds kind of sad, it's just that I'm worried, so worried that you let me down.
The Art of the Mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
Cette station, ainsi que les plus de 250 autres stations similaires à travers le pays, ont besoin de votre soutien. Jour après jour, elles vous informent sur les sujets qui comptent, diffusent une musique que vous n'entendrez nulle part ailleurs et font partie intégrante de cette communauté. Vous pouvez vous assurer qu'elles obtiennent le financement dont elles ont besoin pour se développer en vous rendant sur monirc.ca. Vous y trouverez tous les détails concernant l'initiative des radios communautaires. Une fois sur monirc.ca, il ne vous faudra que 5 minutes et quelques clics pour signer une pétition. Générer une lettre à l'intention des responsables politiques qui doivent l'entendre et faire une différence pour cette communauté. MonIRC.ca.
Hello, welcome back. We have covered so much ground in the last 15 minutes. We went from the rainy streets of Vancouver with immigrant women finding their voice to the rural villages of China learning the value of blooming late, all the way to 19th century Russia to learn about the dangers of unchecked passion. The common thread between all these books is time. It takes time to build a home in a new country. It takes time to bloom into your true self. And it takes time to build a grounded, sustainable life. This brings us to the very end of our massive book review broadcast today. I told you I would make sure we didn't run. Thank you so much to everyone who tuned in, who caught the studio, and who shared their thoughts with me. I hope you take these literary stories with you to the weekend. Give yourself grace if you are adjusting to a new city. Allowing yourself the freedom to be a late bloomer. And remember that true peace is found in the simple, grounded routines of everyday life. Je suis Richard, prenez un bon livre, profitez du beau soleil ce week-end, conduisez prudemment et à samedi prochain. Au revoir.
Les choses ont changé, que les fleurs ont fané, que le temps... les amours s'y passent. Il faut que tu saches, j'irai chercher ton cœur si tu l'emportes ailleurs. Même si dans tes danses d'autres dansent des heures, j'irai chercher ton âme dans les froids, dans les flammes. Je te jetterai des sorts pour que tu m'aimes encore. Moi je sais pas jouer. On me dit qu'aujourd'hui, on me dit que les autres font ainsi. Je ne suis pas les autres, oh, non, non. Avant que l'on s'attache, avant que l'on se gâche, je veux que tu saches, j'irai chercher. Tu l'emportes ailleurs, même si dans tes danses, d'autres dansent.